Welcome to our deep dive. We're calling 2026 the year digital intelligence. Well, it finally got a driver's license.
That's a great way to put it.
It's the official threshold for what we're calling physical AI. This is the moment digital brains started moving serious, heavy objects in the real world.
Right. From huge Class 8 trucks all the way to urban air taxis.
So it's not just a simple upgrade.
No, not at all. It's a total metamorphosis of how we move, how we work, even how we live. So our mission today is to really unpack this new logistics stack for you.
And we're going to connect the dots between the road, the factory floor, and the sky.
Exactly.
Okay, let's start with the one stat that, for me, just changes the whole business case almost overnight.
I think I know which one you mean.
New market data shows mass-produced humanoid robots have officially hit a price floor of around $13,000.
And that's not just a low price. It signals market maturity. You know, we're talking standardized parts, stable supply chains.
But it's the operational math that's really stunning.
That's the key. That price translates to a robotic labor cost of about $5.71 an hour.
$5.71?
Yeah. And when you put that up against, what, $28 to $30 an hour for a human warehouse worker in the U.S.?
The argument is over. The economic case for automation isn't coming. It's already here.
It's here now.
That urgency takes us right to the highway. We're talking about a $1.5 trillion shift in ground autonomy.
And we should be clear, we're not talking about pilot programs anymore.
No. This is scaled hauling. Mm. Kodiak AI, for instance, they're running zero human operations with Class 8 trucks deep in West Texas.
Out in the Permian Basin, yeah. And that reality on the ground is what underpins these massive projected savings.
I saw a number something like 42%.
As much as 42% reduction in cost per mile, it's built on three pillars, really.
Right.
You've got 2047 labor efficiency. I mean, robots don't need to sleep. Then there's fuel optimization from smoother driving.
And I imagine safety is the big one.
Huge, especially when you consider that humans are responsible for something like 94% of all truck accidents.
But I do wonder, are those savings real when you factor in the huge upfront cost for all the LiDAR and sensors and compute stacks?
That's a fair question, but trucking is a volume game. Once that CapEx is amortized, the predictability of the AI, it just crushes insurance and maintenance costs. You lock in those gains.
Consistency. So that's the key word for the road.
Yes.
And if the road demands consistency, the factory floor demands precision, 2047. And this is where that $5.71 an hour metal collar workforce comes in.
It's not just the hardware, though. It's the digital nervous system that coordinates it all.
Like what Amazon is doing.
Exactly. Look at their scale. They just passed 1 million robots in operation, and they launched DeepFleet, which is a generative AI model acting as a traffic controller for the whole network.
And it boosted efficiency by, what,
10%? 10%. At Amazon scale, that number is just staggering.
And this is also where geopolitics gets interesting. You have U.S. players like Figure AI, Boston Dynamics, but China's playing a different game.
They're playing the volume game, leveraging their control over a very specific resource.
Rare earth magnets. Why are they so critical for robotics?
They're vital for the efficient motors and actuators in modern humanoids. China controls about 90% of the supply.
Wow.
So companies like BYD and UbiTech can just scale production like crazy, putting massive pressure on everyone else.
Okay, let's pivot. We've covered the ground, the factory. Let's look up to the urban skyway.
Air taxis. And they are not science fiction anymore. They're in the final stages of FAA certification.
Who's the front runner here?
It's Joby Aviation. They've flown over 50,000 miles in the US, the UAE, and Japan. And now they're in what's called the type inspection authorization phase, the TIA phase.
TIA. So that's the final exam, basically.
That's it. It's the FAA's big comprehensive test before they can start commercial service.
And Archer Aviation is another big name.
Right. And they're focused on the urban commuter. Their goal is to turn that awful 60-minute commute you hate into a quick 10-minute flight.
This kind of leap in tech must be creating totally new business models. I mean, companies can't all just buy fleets of these things.
And they don't have to. We're seeing a huge shift to robot as a service.
Right, a subscription model for autonomy.
Yep. Instead of buying a fleet, you pay a monthly fee for autonomy hours. It lowers the barrier to entry for so many businesses.
And if you want to see how close this is to, you know, your own front door, we have to talk about that robot from CES.
The Golo Robotics AA2.
Yes.
It's last mile delivery perfected for apartment buildings. It's not some bulky box. It actually has a pneumatic frame that deflates for storage.
And it can call and ride the elevator by itself right to your door.
That is what deep penetration physical AI looks like.
So let's tie this all together for you. We've laid out these three intelligent layers that are taking over logistics.
You've got ground autonomy for bulk consistency.
You have robotic humanoids on the factory floor eliminating errors.
And then aerial mobility for that urgent, high-value transport.
The real revolution here seems to be about decisions being made earlier, safer, and just smarter.
That's the core of it. So we'll leave you with this to think about. If AI is managing the air, the road, and the warehouse, predicting weather, demand, and safety risks in real time, what new role do human operators need to invent for themselves inside this predictive, multi-layered logistics stack?